A&M Saturday in Arlington at 11 o'clock Central on ESPN. To ask a question for Coach Morris, please press star 1 on your telephone's keypad now. Coach, we're waiting on any questions. If you could take a moment to comment this week.
Yeah, we as we got back in here Sunday, our total focus is on was on us and to figure out why we didn't get the results that we wanted, and that was our complete focus. Getting a plan together as a staff that's going to allow our players to execute at a very high level. And so that's been our complete focus this week. We had one of our better days of practice yesterday. Energy level was high. Focus was incredible. We hope that that'll continue today at practice. I wouldn't anticipate anything but that. And our guys will respond this week. And that's we look forward to the ball game. We look forward to 11 a.m. kick and get ready to go.
First up, we have Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Chad, I want to ask you how Nick Starkle looked responding from last week's game and then moving that forward. What do you guys need to do to be successful against an A&M defense that has good numbers?
Well, first of all, they're extremely talented. When you look at the two losses that they've had, the way that they gave up the points in those games. I mean, that Clemson and Auburn, they both had to work to get the points that they got and had to work extremely hard. So we know we got our work cut out for them there. We got to put a plan together that's going to allow our players to play fast and play confident. And then as far as Nick was out here Sunday and was excited to get back out on the field and understands that, you know, each week he's going to grow. He's going to mature in this offense, and yesterday's any indication of what Saturday will look like for Nick, he's well on track. So we're excited about his response as well as our entire team.
Okay, and then if you could update the status of Trey Knox, and then you're going to get T.J. Hammond back this week, how much he might fit into the game plan, and also Chase Hayden.
Chase Hayden will be out. Traylon Burks will be back. Trey Knox should be fine and good to go. We kept him out yesterday more for precautionary and try to get him an extra day. And T.J. Hammonds will be a part of us and part of our game plan as well. So yes.
Next is Chip Howard of KZNE Radio.
What jumps out offensively when you turn on the tape and look at A&M?
Well, I think the decision-making with Kellen and the speed that those guys have out on the edge, the size of their receivers, that's one thing that's been very impressive to watch them offensively. And obviously, you know, Coach does a really good job of mixing up and trying to be as balanced as he possibly can. But, it's the size of receivers. The decision-making of Kellen is to me, it's been very much impressive this young and parted season.
It's pretty unusual to have two key guys like Boyd and Starkle who have played for the other team this week. What do you think their excitement level is going into this one?
Well, I think the entire football team will be excited to get back out and to get the performance that we put on the field last week out of our system. And so I anticipate our best football, and I think our guys are going to play incredibly well. I think with Nick and with Rakeem, both of those guys have obviously got teammates that friends on the other team and there's a history of knowing each other. And so I think there'll be an extra incentive, I'm sure. It's only human not to, but I wouldn't expect that to take away from their playing.
Thank you.
Next is Travis Brown of Brian College Station.
Hi, Coach. Going back to the move to Nick Starkle, what was some of the attributes and qualities that you liked about him to elevate him to the position at that time?
he's obviously his arm strength is incredible. Sees the field really well. The whole thing was, you know, during fall camp and watching his progression and growing the offense, I felt that if he could continue on the path that he was on, the opportunity for him to become our starter would exist at some point in time in the season. We needed a spark in the second half of the Ole Miss game, and that's why I brought him in, and he provided that for us, and obviously came out and played extremely well against Colorado State. And so it's part of the learning process right now for Nick. Nick is a competitor, and he's none harder on anybody than himself. And so he's back in here this week, preparing like it's just the next game. And you love his maturity.
Thanks, Coach.
This is Bob Hope, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Chad, how you doing?
Hey, Bob.
You mentioned T.J. Hammonds a minute ago. How did he handle sitting out? I mean, I know he's practicing. How did he handle missing those first four games? What was his attitude like? How hungry do you think he is to play? And what kind of boost could he give the offense possibly this week?
Well, I think, we all know he's incredibly fast. So he adds speed to our offense. The way he handled it would be exactly what I expected, that he would get out on scout team and give great looks, be a part, be engaged, and continue to work hard in the weight room and come out to work with a spectacular attitude. That's what he did. And so, for that, I think he's grown from the experience, and we're excited to have him back.
And you mentioned with Nick and Akeem, playing at A&M, they might have a little something extra. And of course, you graduated from A&M, and Chief coached there, and Ron Cooper coached there, and I guess one of your analysts coached there, and your daughter went there, and I don't even have some other family members who went there. What does it mean to you, and what do you think about having all these A&M connections with the Razorbacks for this game?
Well, where we're at this point, obviously going to Dallas and playing in a area that's very much part of our footprint of recruiting, a conference game, regardless who the opponent is, I think that it goes back to it's more about, how we perform than who we play. But when you look at the history and the connections there, I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, it's there's a lot of likeness. There's a lot of familiarity, and so. But that's not going to have any impact on the way that the game's going to come out. I mean, it's about us. It's about our preparation. It's about us getting ready to play at our absolute best.
Next is Nate Allen. Nate Allen.
Said you thought that Starkle pressed too much last week. Are you really trying to kind of de-emphasize the connection with A&M this week?
Well, you can only, do that so much. I mean, he obviously spent some time there, graduated there, and has, understanding of his teammates. And he invested his time there. And so, I'm sure deep down that he just sees this as a great opportunity. It's the next game, but watching Nick and watching him perform this week and prepare this week and just his maturity level, I would think nothing less than Nick just being focused and locked in on his on his preparation and his ability to move this offense and elevate his teammates.
Also regarding A&M, how much do you look for Kellen Mond to figure as a runner this week, considering their running game layout?
Well, yeah, I do think that you'll see Kellen run the football a little bit this week. I do fully expect that. I think that when you look at this year and see maybe some of the breakdowns we've had in a few of the contained areas, it's allowed the quarterback to run the football. And I think there's things last week that that the quarterback could have ran the football on some occasions and he didn't. And I think that that's, you know, we're definitely going to have to be on high alert for that.
Thank
you. Next, we'll go to Pete Relay of 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, Coach, how has the offensive line kind of responded after a tough week, especially going up against a tough defensive front like Texas A&M?
Well, you know, when you look at this game, first of all, they've responded extremely well. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that yesterday's practice, Sunday's preparation was as good as we've had. So I was very encouraged by the focus, the intensity level with not just the O-line, but everybody. But when you look at this game and you look at the results of, you know, 5 of the last 7 years, and you know, they're on a 7-game win streak right now, but 5 of the last 7, this game has came down within 7 points. And, you know, a few of those have gone to overtime. So I think you take the records, you take the previous games out of play. This is a big ball game for both teams. And it's two teams, backs against the wall, and I think you're going to see the best of both. Thanks.
We're out of time, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.